Isn't she an idiot?
Yes.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Alpha Bunga Bunga, or BungaCast if you prefer, the global politics podcast at the end of the end of history. I'm Alex Hokili in São Paulo, Brazil. This podcast is also Philip Cunliffe in the UK.
Hi.
And George Hoare, also in the UK.
Hey.
So we're trying to improve this podcast, so we've hired some consultants we didn't know whether to go for one of the big three strategy consultants, or if we need more of an audit and get one of the big four boys in, maybe call in PwC or something to go through our books and figure out, how to uncook them, maybe.
They're definitely not going to go through the books, but maybe podcasting is one of the few industries that would actually benefit. I think this podcast would actually probably benefit from some professional managerial class consultancy outsourcing intervention. Perhaps one of the few industries that would.
I'm not sure you'd agree with that when they come in and they suggest efficiencies and removing one third of the workforce.
Let's just AI automate this thing.
Replace one third of the workforce with an AI, and so we have Alex in Sao Paulo, George in London, and Philbot in the ether. On the internet.
Somehow I think that I would be the least susceptible to automation. And I think, in fact, if anybody would be most susceptible to automation, it would probably be Alex, in fact, who would be the most easily automated of our illustrious panel.
Phil, I think we should continue this conversation offline. This kind of sensitivities around this with the current audience. No, Alex, you're irreplaceable, at least until AI improves considerably.
In fact, at some point, we'd like you to prove that you aren't already an AI, because sometimes I've had my suspicions. But anyway, as listeners might have inferred,
the thing is, as they say, bullshit in, bullshit out. So I'm only responding to the shit that gets thrown to me. So if I output mediocre content, it's only a function of the mediocre inputs.
Yeah, that's exactly how an AI would respond. We have to restore your filter to make sure that you start having proper responses. Anyway, as listeners might have inferred, we're going to be talking about outsourcing. And if listeners do have any suggestions about which of the big three, big four, big five, whatever big number it is now, they would suggest that might help improve our performance, by all means, make a suggestion, make an offer, make a pitch, send us a PowerPoint slide deck. We will not look at it and we will not pay you. But we might be interested in what you have to say. In fact, we won't be interested in what you have to say about this, but send us your pictures anyway. So we're talking about outsourcing today, and this has stimulated, it's less about the kind of PowerPoint slide deck aspect of outsourcing and more about the politics of outsourcing. Because what's interesting at the moment is that there seems to be a turn away from outsourcing in the context of the broader systemic changes that have been ongoing for some years, and which are both the inspiration and the content and the theme of this podcast, which is the end of the end of history. So the broader question is outsourcing coming to an end? And is the end of outsourcing part of the end of history? And I mean, there's a few aspects to this debate, and I suppose it's anchored most significantly in terms of two recent books, one by two people from, or at least one economist from UCL, Mazzucato, and a colleague, Collington, who wrote a book called The Big Con about outsourcing and its limits and as the name suggests, it's skeptical of outsourcing, but also a book by Michael Forsyth about McKinsey coming to town. Sorry, by Bogdanovich and Forsyth, McKinsey comes to town. But there's been a lot of debate around those two books, and even a response in the Financial Times kind of defending the profession from a member of the